Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 35 years ago, today, in 1989, Nolan Ryan of the Texas Rangers struck out Ricky Henderson of the Oakland Athletics to become the first major league pitcher to register 5,000 strikeouts. Ryan ended his career with a record-setting 5,714 strikeouts. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with temperatures near 74 and a gentle west wind around 9 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 58 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 7:45 with a high tide at 9. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 80s and light west winds. Nights will be mostly clear with lows around 60. Sunday will be mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s and southwest winds. A slight chance of showers are in the cards for Monday afternoon. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, spiraling housing prices in Provincetown, Massachusetts reflect a broader trend in the United States. A decade ago, a local restaurant there quickly realizing the local economy's fragility. Jamaican culinary students working on student visas struggled with housing living in a borrowed car. Provincetown, with a summer population 16 times its year-round residents, faces profound economic issues, mirroring the national landscape. The median single-family home recently sold for $2.5 million. Local businesses have invested heavily in housing for workers. Despite challenges, the community remains resilient, embodying a uniquely American spirit of perseverance. Now on to sports. Inside Northwestern's quest to build a college football stadium in 65 days, the temporary stadium in Evanston, Illinois, is still under construction. The North Grandstand's final bleachers are being added, and scaffolding is in place for the scoreboard. The South Stands will feature club-level seating with views of Lake Michigan. Named Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium, this 15,000-seat stadium will host Wildcats games for the next two seasons during Ryan Field's $800 million rebuild. Deputy Athletic Director Jesse Marks emphasized the tight time frame, calling it a project of grit and tenacity. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Astros 4-1. Tonight, the Sox are off and headed home to Fenway to start their three-game series with the Diamondbacks. In top news, can energy drinks really boost your metabolism? Fitness influencers tout them as metabolism stimulants, but experts reveal the truth. Energy drinks, often packed with sugar, have low-calorie options claiming to aid in weight management. Andrew Jackham from the Mayo Clinic notes that caffeine can increase metabolism short-term, but is unlikely to cause substantial fat loss. Jeffrey Stout from the University of Central Florida adds that energy drinks are more effective when combined with exercise. Lena Vakovic, a dietitian, states there is no correlation between energy drink consumption and weight loss. Experts recommend caution and focusing on a balanced lifestyle. In business news, in a notable development, Lingo Telecom has agreed to pay a $1 million fine for transmitting AI-generated robocalls that imitated President Joe Biden, aiming to dissuade voters in New Hampshire's Democratic primary. The Federal Communications Commission highlighted that these calls, directed by political consultant Steve Kramer, used voice cloning technology to spread disinformation. Initially, the Federal Communications Commission proposed a $2 million fine. Kramer, who faces charges, admitted to paying $500 for the calls. The Federal Communications Commission has also proposed a $6 million fine for Kramer and is considering new rules for AI-generated political ads. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $61,200. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $144. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Russia is urging citizens to reduce their use of dating apps and other online activities to prevent Ukrainian spying. Following Ukraine's surprise attack on Kursk, a memo from Russia's Ministry of Internal Affairs warns against using online dating services, as they could be exploited for information gathering. Popular U.S. dating apps like Tinder and Hinge are not available in Russia, as Match Group withdrew from the market in 2023. Authorities also advised against posting footage from dashcams or using unprotected home security cameras to prevent strategic information from being accessed. And in entertainment news, Chick-fil-A plans to launch a video streaming service focusing on family-friendly content, according to Deadline. The fast food chain is reportedly paying up to $400,000 per half hour for unscripted content and is working with major production companies. Producer Brian Gibson has been recruited to head programming. Chick-fil-A is also in discussions to license a family-friendly game show and has ordered 10 episodes of an unnamed show from Sugar 23. This move comes as the streaming industry faces a boiling point, with increased options and price hikes leading to frequent subscription cancellations. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the 26th president and conservationist, Theodore Roosevelt. And he said, "It is only through labor and painful effort, by grim energy and resolute courage, that we move on to better things." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.